Rough Mix with Brian Kelly, the podcast where I talk about how my music is made.
This time around, I'm looking at stuff that takes one instrument and twists it to another in ways that may be unexpected. I've recently been playing around with the ukulele and have noticed that the chord forms that you use on a ukulele, of course this is clear to everybody who plays a stringed instrument, are totally different from my main instrument, which is a guitar. There are certain forms, and by that I mean the places of the fingers on the strings and the frets. And I thought, what the heck, I'm going to try to play the guitar as if I were playing the ukulele. And this is the chord that I did. This should be a D chord if you played it on the ukulele, but it's really pretty on the guitar. And I use this starting point. This because this is totally rough. Of course, I'm making this stuff as I go along, recorded on the palm tungsten, without which I'm not sure how I would ever be able to capture any music that I write. So let's try it again. By the way, for those of you interested, the D on the ukulele, if you go down to the second fret bar it on the first four strings, which would be all the strings in the ukulele, place your pinky on the fourth fret on the first string, and that's what you get here. I'm just playing the first four strings. One, two, three, four. Now I'm gonna go later to the G major and then play around with that. Ba ba ba. Let's make up some words here.
I gotta think of a theme so I can make it up and flow.
Okay, it's pretty sunny and humid outside. Let's try that.
Sun is shining.
What I did there is used a secondary instrument as an impulse towards my main instrument. Then I played around with that, added some words, free flow, didn't judge the words beforehand. I actually think the words were pretty silly. It's not a top 40 tune by any means, but the main point here is to record what comes, and it will be improvable in the future, but at least at this way I capture what my thoughts were, or not even my thoughts, my pre-thoughts, as I'm just making stuff up as I go along. Now I can even take this now, and I could, if I don't know how to play the stuff on the guitar, I can make it up with vocals if I hear them in my head. For example, one, two, again, three.
La la la, la la.
it for now. Got to get back to some work.
For those of you who'd like to get in touch with me on a microblogging site, I'm a user of Twitter. Twitter, that's twitter.com/NLNNET. That's twitter.com/NLNNET. There you'll find a lot of other information about some other stuff that I do. There are many ways you can get Rough Mix. Of course, you can listen to it on the website itself at roughmix.com, R-U-F-F-M-I-X.com. You can also get it delivered to you whenever a new episode comes out using something called an RSS feed. Two main ways to do that. For those of you who use iTunes, just go to the iTunes, go to the podcast section and look for Rough Mix. You'll find me there. Then just subscribe. And for anybody that uses a different browser, you can subscribe to the RSS feed. This information can all be found at the main website, which is, once again, ruffmix.com. If you'd like to save 10% on the registry of a new domain name, go to godaddy.com, and when you check out, be sure to add the code BLU6. That will save you 10% on your domain. It will really help Rough Mix a little bit as well, so please consider doing that. Until next time, enjoy your music, and may it be rough. If you like this podcast, tell your friends. And if you don't, tell your enemies.